Privacy Settings on FUBAR Radio.
Hello and welcome to Privacy Settings, the show where I go through your favourite people's phones to expose their grubby little secrets. Joining me today is actor, comedian, and the only survivor of communist monopoly, it's Sullivan Brown!
Hello, hello!
Thanks for coming, Sullivan. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. Do you think communism improved monopoly?
It's a really good question because it definitely made it shorter. That's a huge, huge boon.
Yeah, yeah.
Monopoly is an awful game, deliberately awful. Mm. And it was horrible. I've never had a nice one. Never had a nice game of communist monopoly. But hey, it was quick.
It was quick. That's so nice that at least you can say it was quick.
Yeah, because regular monopoly is like a death by a thousand cuts.
Yeah, God.
I remember
family holidays when I was a kid and we'd play monopoly for the whole holiday.
Yeah.
It'd just be on the table and you'd have to like carry it and move it in between meals.
It's awful. It's deliberately awful. It was designed to be awful.
Because why was it designed?
So there was a woman, I can't remember her name, which is absolutely terrible.
She's a woman, doesn't count.
Woman in the 20s or 30s. And she was like, she was a socialist. And she
Doesn't count even more.
Disgusting, disgusting. And she was like, I want to make a game that shows how awful capitalism is and how it grinds you down.
Mm.
And so she made this game, and the Parker brothers were like, this is a great game, but also no one's going to buy this version of the game. It was called The Landlord's Game, the original version.
Oh, was it?
So they cut a deal with her. They said, we'll sell your Landlord's Game if we can also remarket it entirely and make our own version of the game, and then we keep all the rights and the money from that version of the game. So in the end, no one bought the Landlord's Game. Everyone bought Monopoly. She died penniless. But the Parker brothers had a great time.
Hey, at least some men came out on top.
Ironically, through capitalism.
Yeah, wow.
And that's why we made Communist Monopoly, because we wanted to make a pastiche of communism.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was.
And then you were hoping that it would sell really poorly and you'd die penniless.
Yeah, exactly. And it's working so far.
Hey! Can I have your phone, please, Sullivan?
Yes, yes, yes. Would you want me to unlock it?
Yeah, well, what's your code? Well, let me guess. How many letters?
Numbers. It is, I think it's six. Six?
Six? That's six. Crazy. I'm never going to get that.
Very, very difficult.
5, 8, 3, 2, 9, 1.
Oh, do I give how many were correct?
Yeah.
I believe you got three in the right spot.
Oh, that's the closest I've ever been.
Yeah, that's really good.
I mean, it doesn't mean anything because I wouldn't have got into your phone. Like, I wasn't close at all, but...
But still, in a game of Mastermind, the board game, you would have done very well there.
A gold case.
I know. Look at this. I bought this the other day because it's a brand new phone.
Aspinall of London.
I wonder whether it's too fancy.
It's definitely too fancy.
I wonder if I just look like a cop.
It's really nice, though.
It's lovely.
I hope you don't mind them rubbing.
Oh, please, rub. I bought it to rub. And nobody's rubbed so far, so I'm over the moon that you're rubbing.
I'm the first rubber?
You're the first rubber that I've ever seen with my phone.
Who would you most like to rub your phone?
Oh, that's a great question. If anyone living or dead?
Yes. One living, one dead, please.
Okay. Living. Let's go for, because I can't get the name out of my head, Cheryl Tweedy.
Oh.
Okay, give her, she's not been in the news for ages.
No.
But I loved Girls Aloud.
Lovely phone.
That's a lovely phone.
Oh, I love the rubbing.
I love the rubbing that. And dead, I'm going to go for Mahatma Gandhi.
Ah, so, lovely.
I think he'd like it too.
I won't do an impression of him rubbing your phone.
No, I insist.
Very nice phone. I think the nicest phone I've held because of this gold side stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I do think it is too flashy, but it just looked too nice on the online store.
Yeah.
To say no to, and I thought I want something that does look nice. I'm sick of having functional phone cases. I want something that's going to break my phone, sure.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'll look good while I do it.
Yeah. Oh my God, that wealthy man's just dropped his phone.
Let's laugh at him.
Is that a bar of gold? Or... Sorry, that was my ingot. I didn't.
Oh, well. Chuck it out the window. It's
oh, I've
fine.
Hit an urchin. Sorry, urchin. Have another ingot. Immediately, our producer is a self-proclaimed nerd. Mm, he brought you on because of his nerdy aspirations. Mm-hmm, and it's the first time I've said ingot on the podcast, and I think it's because of you.
I have that effect on people.
Yeah.
I once went out with a Scottish woman and she got it was infuriated with herself because after only a few weeks she started saying the word shan't.
I shan't, my liege. Fuck. Fucking, I don't want to do that.
I don't want to do that. No. I know. Why am I saying chant? I'm saying chant all the time. And she couldn't stop us. It was fantastic. It was glorious. Absolutely brilliant.
By the end of this, I'll be saying chant.
Oh, yeah. It's a good word. It's a good word.
You've grouped all your apps.
Yes. I'm a grouper.
You're quite... Not a groper.
No, not a groper. Okay, good to know. Just a grouper.
You're grouping stuff. This is quite thought out and meticulous, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, somewhat. There are some apps that are lost to me now, and I can only find them via search because there's too many groups, obviously.
Oh, which apps are lost to you now?
I don't know where ChatGPT went. That's just gone.
I can help you with that. Okay. Lifestyle, health, food, jobs, sports, games.
Yeah, there's one just for sports games. That's how addicted to playing games on my phone there is. It's ridiculous.
I can't. Do you know what? I've lost ChatGPT.
Where would it be?
It's not there.
Where would it be?
Should we search it?
Oh, yeah, well, if you search it, we'll just find it. But it won't tell you nothing.
It won't tell you nothing.
It doesn't tell you where it lives.
Can I look at what you've asked ChatGPT?
I think so. I'm trying to think. It's mainly been about weight loss things at the moment.
Yeah, French.
And French lessons.
French learning tips. Yeah. I also read this without the T.
Yeah.
So what I read was 10,000 rabbis' housing size.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Those rabbits.
So, yeah, it is rabbits because... So I've got a friend who loves rabbits and she insisted that her dream would be to live in a world where she had 10,000 rabbits. I said, that's inconsiderate towards the rabbits. You wouldn't be able to do that. Then she insisted, no, it'll be fine.
Mm.
I said to her, no. I've looked it up. I've asked ChatGPT. ChatGPT said there was no living house in the world where you'd have enough space for the rabbits.
Right.
Which makes sense. So she'd have to get an aircraft hangar. So she's insisted that these rabbits would be just fine, but I just don't see how that could be possible.
You don't see how that's happening. Yeah, but ChatGPT doesn't feature on your screen time, presumably because you've lost it. So we've got your screen time.
My screen time was only taken on the Monday, and it didn't have any of my previous stuff on there. So I was like, so it was really a showing of how my Monday morning was,
which was fine, I suppose.
yeah, it was okay. It was, I think it's not a bad amount of time. Apparently it was down 64% from the previous week. I don't know what I was doing on that Monday the previous week.
Yeah, because we're on 4 hours, 15 minutes average, which is pretty good.
That's not bad.
But we're only halfway through your day when we're looking at this.
I think it was.
It's match fixing.
Yeah, really. I tried to find older statistics. It wouldn't give me any. It just gave me this. But it was mainly TikTok.
Two hours and 31 minutes on TikTok.
Jesus Christ, I don't think I watched a single good thing.
Yeah, do you remember any of what you watched?
No. My TikTok is mainly just like, it's other comedian sketches. It's a lot of that. There's a lot of that. And that is worth watching.
Yeah.
And then the rest of it is not... There's people doing tactical deep dives about football.
Okay.
Which is and then
I don't know if you'll take this as a compliment, but the last word I expected to come out of your mouth was football.
No, I don't strike anyone as a football fan,
yeah.
Let alone a football obsessive.
I don't think football fans use the word shan't, for example.
Well, when they do their songs.
You said tactical deep dive. I was like, this is Minecraft, this is D&D, this is like.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it always surprises people that I'm a big football fan.
Big footy.
Oh, massive into football.
Who do you support?
Chelsea Football Club, for my sense.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Jose Mourinho.
What a guy. He's just one of the best. I love Mourinho.
Yeah,
I love Mourinho, even though he went mad. He's great. Oh, he's brilliant.
There you go, yeah.
Sticking his finger in people's eyes.
Oh, yeah, being called Jose.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that bit where he had that dog and he wasn't allowed his dog in the country.
Yeah.
Remember that?
And his surname's Mourinho.
Back in 2006. Yeah, you know him so well.
Oh, man, from the J to the M.
How did you think he did just the other day, that great win against...
United,
Real Madrid. That's the one. Yeah.
Well, we're all United in a way.
Incredible. I feel like the city of Madrid was United against Mourinho that day.
Yeah.
But Benfica came out 4-2 winners.
Now, Benfica, he's a guy, is he?
Benfica.
Benjamin Fika. And Anton Sierra Milan, are they?
That's the one. So Benfica. Great Portuguese team. They have a curse on them, you know.
Do they?
Yeah.
See, this is what I expected from Sullivan Brown.
This is what you get.
Some curses and some chants.
Yeah, I mean, it's all curses and chants.
Do you do football chanting?
I've started a few football chants in my time. So Bella Gutmann, who was the manager of them in like the 50s.
Genuinely thought that was another team like Benfica.
No, he was a Hungarian man. He was a Hungarian man who managed Benfica. Mm-hmm. He won the European Cup with them a few times, and he got into an argument about them over pay, I think it was. Mm. Left the club, laid a curse on them.
Whoa.
Which is apparently, maybe he didn't, but it's more fun that he did. That he said they wouldn't win a European European trophy for 100 years.
Wow.
They've been in like 15 finals since then and lost every single
That's
one.
That's amazing.
Like, people went down to Bernard Gutmann's grave to try and exorcise the curse.
Oh, my God. It didn't work. How did he do it? How does one do a curse?
Well, I don't know. He died with that secret. And I presume he had some Hungarian secrets. I don't know. I've never done a curse.
Sounds like something someone who'd done a curse would say.
No, I've never done one.
I don't know. What were you spending 37 minutes on X if not working out how to do curses?
I was just looking up the news.
The news?
The news. Yeah. To be honest, I was probably just looking at Fesshole, which I think is the best X account.
Yeah. Can you explain Fesshole for the listeners?
Fesshole's fantastic. So it's people where people send in anonymous confessions. Now, I think that a lot of them are probably fake.
Right.
Because some of them are just like, come on. Some of them are like, they're like, it's my confession, but they're a massive brag. They're like, I was having sex with these like four women, and it was so embarrassing because something ridiculous happens or whatever. Yeah. You're like,
I said shan at the point of climax.
I shan. But I did. I did.
That's
I do
the
it again.
Point, yeah. You can't stop me. Can't curse this penis. This wizard staff.
It's one of the best. I love Fesshole so much. It's so good.
So is this the order in which you enjoy your apps? TikTok, X, then Instagram at 25 minutes?
I would say that's not representative. That must have been a weird morning where I was on X quite a lot, because I generally don't really go on it. I go on it like maybe once a week. Mm. Instagram is probably the one I think I must go on more, but then maybe not. Maybe TikTok just sucks you in and that's it.
Yeah.
And then you're done for, 2 hours, 31 minutes.
That's not in a day. That's a lot.
Yeah, that's so much. In one morning.
Yeah.
It's awful.
That's one morning.
Yeah. Also, WhatsApp being 3 minutes makes perfect sense, because I've got about, I don't know how many actually. But yeah, how many have I got? Yeah, I've got 41 unread WhatsApp messages.
Oh, that's not nearly as bad.
As some people.
Yeah. And you've been messaging my producer, Hugh.
Yes, I have. Just abusive messages.
Yeah, and lots of voice notes.
Oh, yeah, you know, I'm big on the voice notes. I'm terrible for the voice notes.
You're a big voice noter?
I voice note way too much. People hate it. And then I hate receiving voice notes, because I get the anxiety that people get from voice notes.
Oh.
Because I think they're going to message me how much they hate me.
Do you? Is that why? It's not anxiety of like when to reply. It's just the reply will be, I hate you.
I hate you. Hate you so much. Hate you so, so much. The longer they are, the worse.
Have you ever had a voice note or a text saying, I hate you so much?
I don't know if I had explicitly, I hate you so much. I've definitely had pissed off voice notes and texts.
Yeah, picking up the tone of the voice note. That's
It feels even worse when it's a voice note. When it's a text, you can sort of deal with it a bit more and read it in the best way possible.
Yeah. So do you think it's okay to send voice notes? Do you think it's a red flag?
I think it's, I can see how people think it's a red flag. But right. I think that those people are all wrong and should let me do whatever I want.
That's a good point, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know if they'd thought that.
They'd not thought that, yeah. Yeah. Even though it's annoying for them in every way, and I get the enjoyment from leaving the voice note, and usually they're quite rambling, quite long.
Yeah.
I sent one to Jake Bardwaj, who's been on this show.
He has, yeah.
And it was a 4-minute long voice note.
Oh, yeah?
And he described me as a WhatsApp terrorist.
Wow.
Yeah, which I think was fair. Ultimately, it was fair.
I don't know. That doesn't feel very terror-y. I guess in the way that the British government currently define terrorism, is probably terrorism. But I don't think that's terrorism.
Well, he was outraged at 4 minutes.
4 minutes.
Yeah.
What did you say in it?
I was leaving. We recorded a sketch together, so I was just saying my notes about the sketch, and
fine.
It was quite a rambling message, but you know, it was fine.
Like this show is a rambling message.
Well, exactly. I've reached the limit on WhatsApp record voice messages before.
How long is the limit?
45 minutes.
You've reached the limit.
I've reached the limit.
Who did you send it to?
So I was going out with a woman who we were on different schedules.
Yeah. Because you stayed up too late voice noting.
So I was working through the night doing these voice notes.
Just every voice note, 45, 45, 45.
So she was performing in the West End, mm-hmm. and I had my day job. So I was working in the day and she was working in the evening.
Yeah.
And so instead of phone calls, we'd leave each other voice messages.
That's fine.
And so then they lasted, in the end, they were hours long.
Wow.
It was a nightmare. But yeah. It was great. It was lovely.
That's quite cool. That feels like in 30 years you can release them as a podcast.
Oh, what a podcast. That'd be
yeah.
great.
Yeah.
We talked about everything. Theology, philosophy.
Keep going.
How much I like to kiss her on the mouth.
Yeah.
That was at least half of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I really love kissing you on the mouth. I like the 45 minutes later, and that's why. Jeez, it's all about lips. All thing is kissing you on the mouth. And it's so normal to talk about kissing. When yeah. you specify on the mouth, it just sounds
weird. It just sounds weird. It sounds like I'm being really specific. Like, yeah. Like there's something else I want.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just want the mouth for now.
The mouth for now. Terrible.
I hope she listens to this.
I hope so too, actually. Yeah.
She's a good egg. She's yeah. a good egg.
Yeah?
Yeah, she's a good egg.
She's an egg.
She is
so
an egg.
So hard to find a mouth.
Yeah,
egg.
Yeah, yeah. Also difficult a voice note yeah. as well. Yeah.
Harder, arguably, though, for her to text.
Yeah, yeah. But she fell off that wall and that's it now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Molly Rose has texted you saying, think props by the couch.
Yes. So, Molly Rose.
Yeah.
In fact, you know what? If you open up the chat with Molly Rose,
amazing.
You have my full permission to do that.
Yeah.
Molly Rose is on No Rolls Barred with me, mm-hmm. a good friend. I get a message from her, if you see, from yesterday, I think it was yesterday afternoon, maybe, about suits.
Okay, yesterday. Are you going to wear a suit tomorrow?
Yes, so she's come to the shoot.
Mm-hmm.
We have never worn suits on the channel.
Okay.
There was no reason to wear suits on the shoot today. It was a silly, jokey game. It was not a serious game. I responded saying, why would we wear suits?
23-second voice note. 20, very short for you.
Very short for me. Yeah. Very short. We're playing this game, Shug. We don't need suits for the game unless you know something about the shoot that I don't know, which is weird because I'm running the shoot.
Yeah.
Did
she mishear shoot as suit?
I thought maybe she did. Unfortunately, no, she just went, I think, quite frankly, mad.
Yeah, don't you think it's time we dress properly for work? I just think it's probably time we took things more seriously and had briefcases.
I then responded and said, you know what? I think that's fair. I've worked many jobs and I've almost been disappointed by the fact that I never had to wear a suit to work.
Yeah.
I never had a briefcase. My dad always did. He always wore a suit to work. He would never not wear a suit to work. Yeah. Always had a briefcase. And even when I worked in the corporate world, I didn't do that. And I'd explain that in there. And then she was absolutely outraged that I'd worked in the corporate. She was confused.
Yeah. In all caps, when did you work in the corporate world? And then I'm going to wear a suit tomorrow and a shirt. And then a real curveball, I don't have an iron. Do you have a tie? I wish I had a briefcase.
She also only had a shirt that was cropped, so it literally just cut off here. So she would not be acceptable in it. I brought in every single tie I owned and she wore all
also,
of them in the
you
end.
Sent a 3:53 voice note, again, short for you.
Yeah.
Molly Rose has replied, ha, 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 ha. Ha ha ha. That's a lot of has.
There's a lot of has. I get a lot of has.
Was that a good...
Well, I'd say, you know what, that's pretty average from Molly Rose to me. I think she finds me very funny.
Wow. Because typing out ha 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 ha, that's not a laughing emoji.
Yeah. Yeah. But she's told me that voice notes of mine have made her day.
Wow.
She must have terrible days. Awful. Awful, disgusting days.
Thanks, Sullivan. Sadly, here at Privacy Settings, we are not communists, so we're going to go to an ad break. Ooh, time to suckle at the tea of capitalism. See you in a bit.
Privacy Settings with Will Seabag Montefiore on FUBAR Radio. Privacy Settings on FUBAR Radio.
Welcome back to Privacy Settings. Yeah, say it different each time. Here on FUBAR Radio, the show with enough noise to cancel headphones. Right?
Oh.
Yeah. Sullivan, what kind of headphones are you rocking?
I've got some AirPods.
Oh, yeah?
I've got some AirPods, but they are hated by everyone who has to interact with me on the phone or via voice message because their microphone is terrible.
Because so you're sending voice notes with your AirPods in?
I try not to. Right. I try not to, but sometimes it happens accidentally because I forget. And if I'm on the phone, people go, I can't hear a word you're saying. And then I can't use my headphones for phone calls. What's the point?
Yeah.
Stupid.
Because I feel like there was a real moment where it's like, we're all just going Bluetooth.
Yeah,
no questions asked.
Yeah.
No referendum.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Just happened.
Exactly.
And I miss wired headphones, man.
Yeah. because they were good, they were reliable. Their microphone on the old Apple headphones, yeah. They were good.
Can hold it up, but now you're just wandering around going, oh, I hope you can hear me.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, that was somebody else's conversation. You're hearing better than me.
Yeah, yeah.
It makes no sense. Yeah. Stupid.
So you're not happy with your
I'm not AirPods. Happy. They're perfect otherwise. It's just talking is the problem.
Yeah. Listening. Oh, great.
Listening's great. I could do that all day.
Do you ever do a little voice search, being like, hey, Siri, what's going on? You know?
No, I never use Siri.
Never?
Never, 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 no.
Wow.
No, I don't think it is very good.
What have you been Googling?
Oh, that's a good question. So first of all, Mad Frankie Fraser, right? We got to talk about that.
Yeah. A classic Sunday evening Google. You Googled Frankie Fraser, then Mad Frankie Fraser twice.
Twice for some reason.
Yeah.
So Mad Frankie Fraser, I was chatting to my mum, and she was like, she mentioned something offhand. I can't remember what it was. It was some fun thing. And she was like, oh, yeah, that's like Mad Frankie Fraser. Mm. And I was like, who's Mad Frankie Fraser? And she said, why is everybody in this house absolutely mental and doesn't know who Mad Frankie Fraser is? And I was like, no, who is he? And then she went, oh, well, he's a gangster. He's a gangster in the 60s, right? He's part of the Richardson gang. And I was like, how am I meant to know somebody who was just a part of the Richardson gang? He's not even the Richardsons. Yeah, he's not even, he's certainly not the Greys.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Mad Frankie,
he's Frankie Fraser. He's one of the Richardsons.
What?
What are you talking about?
What the fuck? We don't know Mad Frankie Fraser.
Yeah, no.
I'm sorry, my knowledge of West London gangsters from the 60s isn't up to date.
Yeah, yeah.
I know the Greys, I know the Richardsons, I know his name's Jack the Hat, and I can't remember his surname.
Yeah, you started that list so confident.
Yeah. But that's it. That's all I've got. I've got to know Jack the Hat.
But both with your fingers yep. and the tone of voice, we knew there were going to be three, and there was two and a half.
Because I can't remember his surname. Yeah, yeah. Jack the Hat, whatever his name is. Who I think either got stabbed by one of the Greys or stabbed one of the Greys. Either way, yeah, there we go. But I don't know Mad Frankie Fraser. So that's Mad Frankie
Fraser. So you Googled
Fraser.
Him angrily.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
So now you're like, well, I fucking know everything about him. I know he avoided arrest for the great train robbery.
And then we were looking up, so we got Harper Beckham, who I didn't know that was the daughter.
So,
in the
you,
Beckham
so what you're saying is you didn't know you were Googling a 14-year-old girl at the time.
Well, no, I was trying to. So we were looking at all the children.
Uh huh.
And then we were.
It's a sentence you've said.
Most of them are adults. Most yeah. We as a family were looking at the children.
Oh, well, that's fine.
This is fine. It was a family expedition.
Okay, that's fine.
And we were looking at how, like, if you look at Romeo, he's got the best features from both of his parents. He looks great. He's not a child, by the way. He's an adult man and a model.
It's just funny. You all as a family were gathering around looking at the Beckham children. Yeah. Who's the hottest one?
Well, if you look at Romeo. Romeo is so fit. He's so fit. So he's 23 years old. And no, that doesn't help. There's a picture of him as a child.
Yeah, we just Googled the young pictures of him. This isn't fair.
Romeo, okay, he's not fit there. My God, no.
He's fit as in, like, in that picture, he's playing football.
Yeah, he's playing football. But, like, he's a model.
He's an attractive
he's
boy.
He's a full-on
yeah.
model, right? And then you got both Brooklyn and Cruz. And to be honest, they haven't got the best of the features of the family. I would say they've got the worst of the features of the family. And then my sister was like, oh, and then the daughter just looks like any random person. So I was like, oh, I'll look up Harper Beckham. And she does.
And your mum was like, oh, you don't fucking know who Harper Beckham is? What the fuck is this family?
What's going on in this family? Why are you mad?
You're fucking mad.
And previously that I've been playing Whitehall Mystery, which is about Jack the Ripper.
Oh, yeah?
It's a great game. And I played it with my family. Tell you what, absolute nightmare trying to play a game with them. Absolute nightmare. It's lovely, but also it's a nightmare.
Yeah, well, you don't know who Jack the Ripper is.
Well, no, exactly. Well, you ask my mum, she's convinced she knows exactly who it is.
Who was it?
Apparently, a man called Charles Letchworth.
Charles Letchworth. Was he the butcher?
He was the one who found the first body.
Oh, yeah.
And she, the whole evening, only spoke about how Charles Letchworth was definitely Jack the Ripper and did not focus on the game once.
Anything else?
Yeah, it was remarkable.
Why does no one else think that it was Jack Letchworth who done the murders? It was fucking mental.
She kept on calling him Charles the Ripper.
Oh, Charles the Ripper. That's really good.
Yeah, so I had to check out some rules for that. So that was all, you know, that's all right. And then one of the things I Googled was about the bucket list. You know this thing about the bucket list?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So the
Mandela effect?
Tell me about it. I don't know.
But the origins of the term bucket list comes from the film The Bucket List, released in 2007.
Which seems crazy.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That can't be true. But it is, apparently.
So before 2007, if you had a bucket list, it was just a list of buckets.
Your favourite buckets.
Yeah, yeah.
Top 10 buckets.
What are your top 10 buckets,
well,
actually?
You've got a pail, obviously. It's going to be up. It's got to be up there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, it's in Jack and Jill. It's huge.
Then he's done it again. He started the list.
Gonna go
it's in Jack and
through.
Jill. And the other finger came out. It's huge.
Yeah, it's huge. So, Then you got a bucket for a well.
Amazing. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A well bucket. Then you have a paint bucket.
Paint bucket.
Then you have a plastic bucket.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
then you have a metal bucket.
A mop bucket, maybe?
A mop bucket, yeah, bucket, yeah, obvious. Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, you knew. How did you know it's my sixth favourite?
I just could feel it in your panicked
Absolutely.
Listing.
We've got mop bucket.
Yep.
We've got slop bucket.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's
yeah,
a
yeah.
good one.
I can't believe slop's so low, actually.
Well, it just hasn't served me personally, but I understand the need for a slop bucket. Yeah.
Family bucket?
Family bucket.
KFC?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. Popcorn bucket. Is it a bucket?
It's definitely not.
It looks like a bucket.
You
then.
Didn't believe in when you asked. I'm not taking popcorn
okay,
bucket.
Of course,
one.
That was a trick.
Yeah. Good trick.
Because it isn't popcorn bucket. It's it's going to be the bucket of lies.
Bucket of lies
that we tell ourselves. And then finally...
This fucking family's been feeding from a bucket of lies.
Bucket lies. And then a fuck it bucket.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's where
you throw things, you're like, I'm done with that.
Fuck it bucket.
Fuck it bucket. That should be that. That's a good name for a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They should make that thing.
They should make it.
Make that thing.
Make it. Insist, make it.
I didn't expect us to get to 10.
No.
With your history of listing on this show.
Oh, and then there was Damian Lewis as well, and Mark Wahlberg's birthday. Of course, I need to find that out.
Why have you been Googling Damian Lewis? Actor known for Homeland?
Yes. Yeah. And Wolf Hall and things like that. Great actor. It was because I was telling an anecdote about how I once dated a woman who looked like Damian Lewis.
Oh, yeah?
And they were like, what are you talking about? And I said, well, you remember what Damian Lewis is? And they were like, no. And I showed them a picture. And I was like, when I first met them, I was like, oh, my gosh, she looks just like Damian Lewis.
Yeah.
And then later on, I was like, oh, she's a beautiful woman. But there was a certain point where it went from Damian Lewis, can't get that out of my head, into, oh, she's beautiful. And it never the twain did meet. Occasionally, I'd look at her and go, oh, it's Damian. No, it's not. It's
starstruck by the woman you're dating.
I thought you were Damian. Yeah, yeah.
I used to work in a theatre. Both ends of the theatre were open. There's a big front door out into this green. It's a Hampstead theatre. Don't know why I'm protecting it. Hampstead theatre, you can go to it.
Yeah.
Lovely green on this side, the entrance to the road on this side. So you can just walk through and then some of the doors are open. Damian Lewis was not doing a show at the Hampstead theatre. He walked in wearing a leather jacket and shades, walked to the bar, poured himself 3 pints of ice water.
Brilliant.
In pint, like, plastic cups, and looked at us all and went, you guys have a great summer, and walked out the other door. And I have no idea what he was doing, but I think about it maybe once a week. He was like a cameo role in our days.
Yeah, yeah.
And I like to think he was just like, I'm just going to make someone's day really weird.
It's like those stories of Bill Murray where he goes and steals people's chips and says no one will ever believe you.
I've tried doing that.
Yeah? Did it work?
Well, but I imagine no one would believe that a strange man has stolen people's chips. What is Mark Wahlberg's birthday?
It's in June.
It is in June.
Is it the 21st?
No.
17th?
No. Oh, no. Let's keep going.
13th?
Nope. Way too high.
Fuck. It's the 7th.
No, way too high.
Oh, fuck. Is it the 3rd?
Way too low.
4th?
I'm using the phrase way too much. It's not the 4th.
5th?
Yeah, 5th of June.
5th of June, first
19?
Time. He was born in the 70s.
Just.
79? Or 71.
71.
Ah, I see. So you could have been born there.
Why were you wondering about Mark Wahlberg on Sunday morning?
Somebody claimed that they had a birthday that were they had the same birthday as a different actor And then he wondered if he had the same birthday as Mark Wahlberg because he got them to, he got John Travolta and Mark Wahlberg mixed up. And I think he had John Travolta's birthday. And so, and then I checked out if he had Mark Wahlberg's birthday. He also didn't have John Travolta's birthday. He was completely wrong. The man was a moron.
Who was this?
This is Dominic Allen of Noel Osbard.
Dominic Allen, you're a moron.
Perennial idiot.
Yeah.
Dom Allen. I don't mind saying that.
No?
I want him to know.
Yeah?
It's the only way I can safely say it because we're enclosed in a studio right now.
No one's watching.
He can't, yeah, exactly. This is soundproof, so it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
But if he ever sees this, I'm a dead man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Dangerous guy.
Yeah, dangerous with his words. Mm. Very cruel. Yeah.
John Travolta, do you think he would have stopped 9/11?
I think he loved it.
He loved it? You think John Travolta loved it?
I wouldn't be surprised if he was involved.
He loves twists, I guess.
He loves a twist.
Or he loves the twist, I suppose. But
why do you ask?
because Mark Wahlberg famously said, do you know this about the 9/11 quote?
No.
Okay, my producer brought this into the room, right? What Mark Wahlberg said about 9/11 was, if I was on that plane with my kids, it wouldn't have went down like it did. There would have been a lot of blood in that first class cabin, and then me saying, okay, we're going to land somewhere safely, don't worry.
They have guns.
Yeah. Guns and knives and explosives.
Mark Wahlberg's just...
I've been an actor in movies. Excuse me, sir.
Like, why would you... What possesses you as a person to be like, not only would I have fought them, sort of insinuating the people on the plane are cowards.
All of them cowards.
All of them cowards.
All the people who famously fought back and still died.
Still died.
They're all cowards.
They're all apparently cowards.
Yeah.
Not only, but I would have killed them all completely unarmed while they're armed to the teeth with weapons.
Yeah, and I've been planning this for months, maybe years.
Months. Yeah.
My favourite part of the quote is... There would have been a lot of blood in that first class cabin. Like he couldn't, he just had to let you know that it was going to be in first class.
Yeah, he's going to be in first class. Insane that he thought that. I think John Travolta would, I would think he would have charmed them.
Yeah.
He would have been able to stop 9/11.
Do you think so?
I think so.
How would he have done it?
If John Travolta turned around to me and said, put the gun down, you telling me you're not putting that gun down?
It depends what I was motivated by, I suppose.
Yeah. But he started dancing.
Oh.
Like he does in Greece.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking this is Greece, John Travolta. I don't think this is now John Travolta.
No, because you'd probably be like, oh, what's happened to your face?
Yeah, what's gone on there?
Whoa!
Yeah. Have you had stories about bad stories? I can't remember.
I don't know.
Has he been cancelled?
I know. We'll cancel him now.
Yeah.
He did 9/11. John Travolta did 9/11. You heard it here first. We're a news show.
Mark Wahlberg couldn't stop him.
Yeah, but he would have done if he was there. I don't know.
Crazy. A crazy thing to say.
Allegedly,
yep.
My producer said, can I get at least one allegedly? John Travolta allegedly perpetrated 9/11.
Yeah.
And if he didn't allegedly do that, he allegedly funded it.
And if he didn't allegedly fund it, he allegedly wanted it to happen.
Yeah. He allegedly loved it. He says, never forget. But it's like...
It's different.
Oh,
I never forget that. The greatest day of my life. I hate those towers. Oh, brilliant. Also, I was looking up Google Plus. You remember Google Plus?
I do not.
You don't remember Google Plus? So I was talking with a friend who was showing, he was doing a screening of a short film.
Mm.
And in the short film, I missed most of it. It's only a 20-minute film. I turned up for the last 3 minutes.
Sending voice notes.
I was sending voice notes saying I'm going to be quite late. Hopefully the film doesn't start bang on 11 o'clock.
Do you think there's adverts before short films? The short adverts.
Tiny, tiny little adverts. I was really hoping it would take a long time.
By IKEA.
Please. Look at it. Oh, it's gone.
Have you watched that? No, I mean it.
So I was hoping that maybe there'd be a bit of a talk from the filmmakers because it's sort of like a friends and family screening or something.
Get your popcorn bucket.
They just went straight into it.
Oh, wow.
Straight into it. 20 minutes. I was also told it was an hour long. So I turn up 17 minutes late for this 20-minute film.
Fine.
Last 3 minutes blew me away. Amazing. Didn't need to watch the other 17. I was like, that's it. I'm done.
Yeah.
And it had Aid Edmondson in.
Oh, yeah?
As well, so that was very fun.
Exciting.
Watched the film, and then afterwards, I was talking to one of the guys who wrote it and was in it, and he was saying, "Oh yeah, yeah, we the guy who played the priest in it, he's actually a priest for hire." And we were like, "What does that even mean?" And he said, "I don't know, but he gave me his business card." And then he had this business card that just it, on it, it just had the logos of different social medias. It didn't have like a QR code to bring you anywhere. And it didn't
just
have
like, I am there.
It just said, yeah, I've just got there. And one of them was Google Plus, which hasn't been around since 2019. So I looked up what it
was. He was on Google Plus.
He was on Google Plus, which was their equivalent of Facebook.
Yeah.
And I remember at the time, there were some people who I would describe as idiots.
Mm-hmm.
Others would describe them as my friends, who were convinced that that Google Plus was going to take over and become the new social media, but obviously it didn't.
So the Dom Allens of the world.
The Dom Allens of the world, yeah.
Thanks, Sullivan. Just like how Mark Wahlberg would have stopped 9/11, and he'd stop this show. For an ad break, stay tuned.
Privacy Settings with Will Seabag Montefiore on FUBAR Radio. Privacy Settings on FUBAR Radio.
Welcome back to Privacy Settings, the show that Google Maps describes as closed. So, Sullivan, if you were a location, what would your Google Maps rating be?
Ooh. Well, I think the closest thing, actually, you know what? There's a good way to see this.
Amazing.
Empirically.
I love that. I love empiricism.
It's my Uber rating.
Open it up.
Absolutely, I'll open it up. Because I think that is the best way to see how good a human being I am.
Yeah.
And I seem to remember... I've got a. It's a new phone, so I need to sign in.
Oh God, what's your password?
To Uber, mm-hmm. I don't even know.
Do you have a password manager?
Yeah. It does everything for
who's
me.
Who's managing your passwords?
It's Dom Allen. It's John Travolta, actually. It's John Travolta.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, all his passwords are really problematic, but with exclamation marks in them.
He just says, "I wish they'd do it again." Yes, allegedly.
Allegedly. Allegedly. That is exactly what he said. But I can't stress him enough. Yes. Everything we've said about John Travolta has been a complete lie. Like, it's all been complete bollocks. There's no reason that we brought him up.
Yep.
It's just because he might have shared a birthday.
Yep.
And that could have happened to anyone. Sullivan, I've just been told some information.
Yes.
John Travolta apparently stars in a movie called Ladder 49, which is about the heroism of the first responders on 9/11. So not only have we taken him down for no reason, he actually has done the opposite of what we said.
Yeah, but it's the perfect cover, isn't it?
Yeah. I think if you watch that film closely, he's doing it ironically.
Yeah, you could see him just have a little look at the camera.
Yeah, every time he goes up the ladder, he's like...
yeah. Sure, this is what I'd be doing. I can tell you now, my Uber rating is 4.84.
Oh. 4.85.
Oh, very well done.
Oh, I thought you were taking
your
phone.
No, not taking your phone, just well done.
First guest to give me a handshake on an achievement, actually. Thank you, man.
That is good.
So, are you happy with that?
I'm pretty happy with it because I generally don't talk to Uber drivers unless they start a conversation, obviously.
Yeah.
If they do, then I'll talk to them. But maybe some of them might see that as potentially rude, so I can see why they wouldn't necessarily give me 5 stars. And then occasionally I've had to get out of Ubers to be sick in a road.
Oh, and you've maintained 4.84.
Yeah, because I'm always in the road. I'm never in the car.
No.
Never in the car. I did once have an Uber driver who at every corner we went to, he was like, Oh, thank you, God. Oh, thank you. Oh, yes. And then he turned around to me and said, "I'm going to treat you like the Prime Minister. You're the Prime Minister in this car." And he turned back and go, "Oh, thank you, God." There'd be no one on the street. So I was like, This is way more stressful than it ever
That's
is.
That's so much. I'd genuinely rather he was drinking.
Yeah. It's horrible.
That's insane.
He was thanking God every time we went around a corner. Just a corner.
Yeah. Was he driving at like rally speeds?
I think it felt like for him, he was. He must have been like...
And how did you feel like a prime minister?
I wouldn't say so. Because I don't think the prime minister sort of gets... drivers thanking God at every corner and also continually being reminded that they're being treated like a prime minister.
I'm treating you like a prime minister. I know. Of course you are.
Yeah.
That makes complete sense.
Thank you.
Did you rate him 5 stars?
I think I did. I always give out 5 stars unless they're like awful.
Yeah, actively bad.
Like, yeah, they have to be really particularly bad.
God, I think you deserve more than 4.84.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
Mine used to be 4.97.
What the hell are you doing?
I just think I didn't really go out with any friends for a while. And then I started ordering Ubers to, like, house parties.
Right.
And that's the game over.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Because as soon as you, especially if you're bringing in someone else in the car.
Yeah.
That's it. They're a wild card.
But that should be on them, you know?
Well, yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah.
I'd be like, listen, man, I'm not them.
I know
they're asking you for Spice Girls.
Yeah.
But you keep listening to LBC really, really loud. That's fine.
That's okay.
I love that.
That's all I need.
Yeah.
Just please don't give me less than 5. Just come on. I'm going to be absolutely furious.
Have you ever left a Google review?
Yes, once.
Once?
Once.
What's it say?
I was climbing up Mount Snowdon.
Just sounds like such a lie.
So, I'll explain. I was on a stag do.
Yeah, okay.
To Snowdonia.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I got there, and I must press on everyone listening, this was only told me when I got there, we were going to climb the mountain. I had no idea we were going to climb the mountain.
Right.
I was never told we were going to climb the mountain. Mm. I was never told to bring anything appropriate for wearing climbing to the mountain. So yeah. The clothes I brought in today and the kind of shoes I brought in today, which is just like trainers,
mm-hmm.
that's what I wore climbing up this mountain, just like normal, smart, casual, in chinos,
yeah,
climbing up Mount Snowdon. I was absolutely fuming.
Yeah, of course.
I'm not ready for climbing up a mountain. Anyway, we climb up the mountain. I go the slow way because I'm like, I can't go up the steep edges.
No.
And then you get halfway up Snowdon, and honestly, if this person is listening, please, please find a way to contact me. This person, I went to the halfway house, mm-hmm. which is a little cafe that they have halfway up the mountain. It's about 3 hours up the mountain.
3 hours?
Oh, it's a long walk.
Halfway and it's 3 hours and you're just wearing...
Yeah, just wearing trainers.
Trainers.
Terrifying stuff. And I get up to the halfway house.
Mm.
I order a cheese and pickle sandwich and a cup of tea
yeah.
and a Kit Kat. The perfect halfway meal.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what else is more perfect? The woman who ran the halfway house was... I fell in love.
Oh.
I fell in love. I left a Google review saying, I'm in love with you. Please contact me.
Okay.
She never did, and the review has now disappeared.
3 stars.
3 stars. Cheese was a bit dry.
Google reviews, just one and done.
Yeah, no, I don't leave reviews on things generally unless no. I'd have to be really happy with the service.
You'd have to fall in love with
someone.
I'd
have to fall in love with someone.
Yeah, yeah. And then write presumably loads of poetry in your Notes app.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you use your Notes app a lot?
I do use it, but I've got the worst Notes app because it is literally just like for one thing. So like that first note there,
mid-story sip sketch.
As you can see there, it says no additional text. That's all it says in that note.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't revisit that note ever.
So mid-story sip.
So I've got a terrible habit, apparently. I was talking to Rosie Nichols, who I do Grubby Little Mitts with, yeah. the sketch show. We were having a meeting. I've got a terrible habit of like starting a story, but like, oh, but the other day, so the other day I was, yeah, and I keep doing that over and over and over again, and I never actually get to the point of the story. and then we were like, let's do a sketch where you never hear the story. Like you hear the beginning and it's really interesting, and then it's gone.
Beautiful.
I've also got sketch idea here.
What is the sketch idea?
Good cop, sleepy cop.
Let's see what that would be like. Who do you want to be?
I'll be sleepy. You'd be good cop.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Listen. There's been a murder. You're the main suspect. We just need to like find out where you were, right on the day in question.
Sorry. What? What are you talking about?
I was just asking the suspect if we're. This is what we're going to do in the interview. Yeah.
Sorry.
Are you all right?
I'm great.
You need coffee or something? Why have you got a sleeping eye mask?
I was better for the... It writes itself.
It's good stuff.
It writes itself.
I don't think it does. I think we wrote it there.
You know, there was a... circling back to communism.
Finally.
there was a rival of Lenin.
Mm.
A guy called Bogdanov, not related to the French Bogdanov twins who ruined their faces with human growth hormone. I don't know if you've ever seen them. But
no.
Oh, look them up.
Look him up.
Oh, look him up.
Oh, look him up.
Look him up, please.
Look him up now.
I'll tell you, have a look at them before. They look very beautiful and then they look strange.
Don't do things to your face if you haven't researched it.
Please don't do it. Look at their faces.
Look at the faces. It's really crazy. No. Wow.
Bogdanov, after he was not realized he wasn't going to be the leader of the Bolsheviks, he decided to get into blood transfusions in a very big way.
Whoa, okay.
And he started transfusing his blood with other people, having read one book on it.
That's all you need, really.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
And you know what? It started to work. And people were like, oh my God, you're looking so much younger.
Whoa.
You're looking fantastic. You look amazing. And he looked amazing. And then he accidentally transfused his blood with somebody who had TB. And so then he got TB and the other guy didn't have TB anymore.
Oh, swapped.
But it swapped and then he died.
Oh, of TB?
Yeah, of TB. Oh, yeah. God. Actually, he just got run over.
He got run over. So much TB in his blood, he got run over.
Oh, I've got, what have I got here? Yeah, podcast ideas, board games. Great.
Someone should do that, I reckon.
Yeah, I think somebody should do that. Yeah. That's
now, you've also at the bottom here got SNL sketches.
Yes.
Now, I think everybody in the country auditioned for SNL.
Yeah, nearly everybody. Yeah.
Did you get it?
No, I did not get SNL, no.
Is that a lie?
No.
Oh.
I was going to say yes for a second.
It
definitively isn't a lie. I definitely didn't get it.
John Travolta did 9/11 and you're on SNL this year.
And this is where I've decided I'm going to announce it today. But yeah, no, we just went through the different sketches we could do for the...
And one of them was arson?
Was it? Yeah, it was a sketch.
It was an arsonist and a sleepy arsonist.
So it was essentially, it was a sketch where it was based on, I was on the phone with Brooke, my ex. It was Christmas Day.
Mm.
And it was in the evening. And then like three or four police cars just raced past me. And I was like, oh my God, Brooke, there's been a Christmas murder. And she said, yeah, or a fire. And I was like, why would they send the police for a fire? And then I imagined them with water pistols. Telling the fire to come out with their hands up and everything. And so then me and Rosie wrote a sketch later on that it was a three-parter where there was like a hostage situation as the fire, and then it was a interview sketch, and then it was them being being sentenced to death, I think.
Wow.
But in the end, we just kept the interrogation scene.
Incredible.
And it's just a means of doing fire puns.
Nice.
That was it.
Got any in the chamber right now?
Oh, did we have... Oh, they were terrible.
I don't mean to embarrass you. Ember?
That's good. That's good. You. That's really good.
Yeah.
That's really good. You're on fire.
The producer has said, I'm on fire?
Yeah.
Uh-oh, that's another one.
Hey.
Producer Hugh has said, we're going to get in touch with your old flame.
Very good.
That's nice, yeah.
Very good. John Travolta flamously loved 9/11. 9/11.
Oh,
yeah,
it's Conor McGregor.
Hey.
And John Travolta did fucking 9/11. Sullivan, how do you feel about me having gone through your phone?
It's great. I thought it was going to be more exposing than it was in my own heart.
Yeah. I've been exposed and everything's fine.
So quite boring, really. I was like, oh, God, am I going to... Delete some pictures or whatever. Nah, it's fine.
Do you feel better having exposed yourself?
I always do.
I thought so.
Yeah.
Who should we get on the guest, do you think?
Well, I think there's only one person you can get on the guest at this point, is John Travolta. I think John is, but very seriously, I think get my comedy partner, Rosie Nichols. She's brilliant.
Great.
Dominic Allen would be great.
Great. Even though he's an idiot.
Yeah, idiot.
Yeah.
And he loves being called an idiot.
Yeah?
Oh, he loves it.
I should open with that, should I?
Open. Don't stop.
Sullivan, that's all we have time for. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. Thank you.
For you at home or wherever you're listening, you little chode. Don't know why I've called the listener a chode. I've never done that before. Make sure to follow Sullivan Brown on Instagram and TikTok at Sullivan Brown. Go to Gruppy Comedy to enjoy his sketch work. And of course, go see more of Sullivan on No Rolls Barred and Chaotic Neutral. As always, thanks for listening to Privacy Settings. If you want more from us, subscribe to our YouTube channel or follow us on TikTok and Instagram, all at Privacy Settings FUBAR. Thanks for being here. Keep an eye on next week's episode because who knows who we'll have on. It's John Travolta. See you soon.
Privacy Settings with Will Seabag Montefiore on FUBAR Radio.